News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you are looking for a job, folks, let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions is kicking it. Just talked to them the other day. They had their best year ever in 2021, getting people back to work. I mean, they're good at it. And so, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over the state. I mean, the great jobs, good paying jobs, a lot of them with benefits. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need to hire a crew or hire just a group. You know, they can do that. They'll do the recruiting. They'll do the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can do all of it. They will equip you with a working force, and they'll do it in quick time. So, folks, listen, ZLA Solutions, for all of your staffing and recruiting needs, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Just check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Hey, Copper, did you have a caller a minute ago? I thought I saw somebody on the board, but they're gone now. What, did we lose somebody?
Oh, yeah, Brian popped on, and he wanted to just agree with the Copper's Corner thoughts.
All right, awesome. Well, you're welcome to put on the board, hey, Brian called and agreed with me so that I will know that next time.
Oh, okay, sure.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate that, and thanks for listening, man. Hey, listen, you know, I have not even gotten past round one of the triple dipper. The decline of society. I spent time talking about this, some are calling it a dust-up, you know, between myself and the mayor of Birmingham. I call it a gut check, if anything else. He needs to be gut checked. And I've had, by the way, I've been a public official. I know what it means when a radio show host somebody who writes an article or whatever else, or an editor at a paper, you don't feel like they treat your issue fairly. I get it. Be careful when you start rebuking them publicly there, Mayor Woodfin, because all it does is invite more opportunity for discussion. So if you're not familiar, what happened was, I wrote a piece that was based off of one of my monologues from last week. I called out mayors, district attorneys, and by the way, our governor, for choosing to selectively not enforce, like openly state that as a policy, they were not going to enforce certain laws on the books. Well, folks, the way the system is supposed to work is this. The legislature, or at a municipal level, the city council, enacts the laws. The enforcement by the executive is supposed to take place. You don't get to choose, Mr. Mayor. You don't get to choose, Governor. You don't get to choose which laws you choose to enforce. Now, I get the fact that a district attorney is going to have times when they will look at an opportunity to get a plea deal, or they will consider in terms of almost like a triage what they can try, you know, during this round as opposed to the next round. And I get that. That's called management, but you do not get to just pick and choose what you're going to enforce. So that's the thing. So I wrote this piece. The title of it was something along the lines, I'm going from memory now, but the title of it was something along the lines of when mayors and a governor choose to selectively not enforce the law. You can imagine it's a great title. And next thing I know, I'm getting a call or a contact point from a reporter for AL.com. Hey, Phil, you want to respond to Mayor Woodfin? What did Mayor Woodfin say? Well, he didn't bother to tag me in it. He just went out on social media and said he didn't need to be lectured to by a former state senator who did these things. Well, these things was conservative things that I voted for when I was in the legislature. Don't throw me in that briar patch. So, that created what is still going on Twitter right now. If you want to see it, you can follow me at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams on Twitter. It's also on 1819news.com. Last night it was the top story on AL.com. Pretty funny. But what it basically is, it's a mayor who's choosing to undermine existing law because he doesn't believe in the illegality of marijuana. Well, it's still illegal. I'm sorry, Mayor, it just is. Go change the laws in Montgomery if you don't like it. But you can't undermine law enforcement and district attorneys and tell them you're not gonna do anything to help them and you're gonna pardon everybody they arrest and convict. Doesn't work that way. Hey, I got time for a quick call. I see I've got Chuck from Huntsville on the line. Hey, Chuck, Phil Williams on the Right Side. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just tuned in after work in the car, and I heard you talking about Copper's Corner and our response to 9/11. And I agree with a lot of what you said about it being a unifying thing, but our response as a nation also gave us things like the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security. You know, it kind of laid the groundwork for our COVID response, you know, by making people scared all the time. You know, I'm not sure it was not everything that came out of 9/11 was a good thing for our country.
Wow, Chuck, that's a great point. And you know what? I am not arguing that because you're right. I mean, as an attorney, anytime I've done a real estate closing for somebody, there's a form they have to sign that says that they understand that under the Patriot Act, that their personal information is going to be reviewed for buying property. And that's a part of coming. You're right. And I would say this too, Chuck, that's a clear indication that knee-jerk reactions from government are not often wise and well thought out.
Oh, totally.
Well,
thanks for taking the call, Chuck.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate you being in the audience and great point on that. Yes, it was. And Chuck agrees. And I agree too, that 9/11 was indeed a unifier. And COVID, it does not feel like we've been allowed to unify. You know, do you watch the Biden speech? And it's basically a constant series of name calling and dividing us, you know, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. My patience is wearing thin. You never heard that after 9/11, but Chuck makes a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way, and I may think that through some more, that some of what we came out of 9/11 with almost laid the groundwork for big government response to COVID. That is the kind of audience I've got, Copper. That's the kind of audience we've got right here on this show.
Solid.
Bunch of right side. I'm solid. Conservative and just plain right, right? All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a call with Ray Mellick from 1819 News coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.